Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is the Declaration of Arbroath. The Declaration of Arbroath is the most famous historical record held by the National Records of Scotland. It is a letter written in 1320 by 8 earls and 40 barons asking the Pope to recognize Scotland's independence and acknowledge Robert the Bruce as Scotland's lawful king. It was written during the War of Independence with England, which started in 1296 with Edward I's attempt to conquer Scotland. When the deaths of Alexander III and his granddaughter, Margaret of Norway, left Scotland without a monarch, Edward I chose a successor, but when the Scots resisted, he invaded. Despite the Scottish victory at Stirling Bridge in 1297 by William Wallace, aka Braveheart, and Sir Andrew Moray, Edward I refused to end his campaign. In 1306, Robert the Bruce seized the throne, beginning a long struggle to secure his position against threats from both inside and outside of Scotland. His victory at Bannockburn in 1314, when he defeated an English army under Edward II, was a major achievement. But the English still would not recognize Scotland's independence or Bruce's position as king. By 1320, Scottish relations with the papacy were in crisis after the Scots defied the Pope's efforts to establish a truce with England. When the Pope excommunicated Robert I and 3 of his barons, the Scots sent the Declaration of Arbroath as part of a diplomatic response. The Pope wrote to Edward II urging him to make peace, but it wasn't until 1328 that Scotland's independence was finally recognized. The Declaration of Arbroath was said to be the model for our own Declaration of Independence in 1776. The declaration was probably written by Bernard, the Abbot of Arbroath. It was authenticated by wax seals of the earls and barons. Only 19 of the 50 original seals remain, and many are in poor condition. Tartan Days is celebrated early in April in the US each year to celebrate the signing of the Declaration.